Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is incredibly, I just can't even imagine it, January 2nd, 2020. Can't believe it's 2020, a new decade, and we get to start fresh with personal and professional and Beamer and all this. So let's start it out great, and we're here to start it out great with you. I have some great co-hosts with me today, and we've got some great stories, I think, from a couple of people, which should be really great. So stay in tune. I'm having trouble talking this morning because we've got some great things for you and some updates on what's going on with the company. So before we say hello to everyone, I'd like to remind everyone to grab a pen and paper. We almost always have phone numbers or websites, things like that you're going to want to write down if you haven't done that already. And please press one on your phone if you would like to chat, if you have any questions or comments, horse testimonials, anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and say, I know we've only got Dr. B for 5 to 10 minutes or so until his patient arrives, so I wanted to say good morning. Hi, Dr. B.
Good morning. Happy decade, everybody. And it's really nice to be on this call again. You're amazing, Rainey, and Nate. And so I just wanted to mention about our call again because I have no stories to offer. I'm looking forward to Nate's story. And my phone number, should you want to send me a prospect or, you know, a veterinarian who is interested in the Beamer, curious about the Beamer, just wants to speak about it with other veterinarians, see how they use it in their practice, from a business point of view, from a from a therapeutic point of view, et cetera, then they can get onto our Wednesday night call. So that call is at 8:45 to 9:45 Eastern Time every Wednesday. Every other Wednesday at this point. And we might switch it to once a month. We'll see how it goes. But it's been, saturated. A lot of the vets aren't coming back because they've heard what they need to hear or whatever it is. Who knows? But if you have somebody who wants to get on the call, we will be having a call next Wednesday. So the first call of the decade will be right. That will be the 8th. So send me their phone number, of course, their name, their email address, and what state that they practice in to my number, which is 973-632-2483. That's 973-632-2483. And I'll hand it back to you, Rainey.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Dr. B. And it's such a great resource to be able to not only your vets, but anyone, that any kind of technician or any other kind of therapy that works under the direct supervision of a veterinarian can be on this call. So please send them to us because we want more and more vets to be using this for their patients. And this is large and small animal. It can be both. So any kind of vet or anyone that works under the supervision of a vet for any kind of animal. So please send them to us. All right. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks. How are you?
Boy, I tell you, I can't believe it's a new year already, and the excitement is already building. It is so much fun being a part of this company and being able to help people and animals. And I'm just so happy to be on the call. Got some amazing things going on already in 2020.
It's going to be super fun. And I do, I wanted to say a quick hi to Tiff, too, who's on. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, good morning, Rainey. Good morning, Nate. Good morning, Dr. B. Hope everybody's having a great new year already. We sure are here. We have 4 snowmobilers visiting, so we're ready to roll. Excited to hear what
awesome.
Beamer has
and
to
I
offer again this week.
Yeah, I understand you've got Michelle on with us today, so I can't wait to get to her soon, too.
Yes, she's in Arizona right now, and she's got a couple stories for us, so we're excited to have her
Perfect.
On again today.
All right, I am too. She has such a great story, and I might have her just recap that a little bit, too, for the people that weren't able to listen 2 weeks ago, because it was such an amazing story. But I know, let's get to Nate first. I know he's got a great story to share with us.
Well, I tell you, just last weekend, Angie and I were over in Iowa with her family and have a distributor that's in northern Iowa. So we made a an actual attempt and pulled it all together. Been trying to get up there and had the opportunity to go meet with an actual MD that has horses. And this particular gal, and she has been in the industry as an MD for like 34 years, I believe it was, but then also has always had horses. And she had 2 warm bloods, and a mother and a son, and the son was about 7 years old. And when he was 3, he had a pretty severe injury to his back right leg. And other than that, I mean, it was very visible of the scarring and damage that had taken place. But at the time that I met this particular horse named Dante, of all things, literally had some issues going on in his front legs. And so when I walked up with the Beamer, here this Dante was so about 30 yards away, and Gene went out to go get him, and he did not want to come for nothing. He had had what we have talked about, guys, is a memory response. And the memory response was a bad experience with a farrier and also recently with a veterinarian. And so literally she was tugging at him, trying to get him to come. And so finally I said, Gene, I said, that's okay. I said, let me just come out there. And so we got acquainted. And so, you know, I just wanted to affirm the horse, you know, with some different posture. I was doing a little bit of T-touch on his ears that Linda had taught me, just getting him to warm up and to relax. And in short order, he found out that I wasn't as bad as what he had thought. And so at that point in time, led him over closer to where the Beamer was and put the Beamer on him. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I wish this blog talk had video because I have an amazing video of how this horse literally went from being absolutely, totally skeptical within himself due to his own understanding of what has happened in the past to literally loving on me. This was the craziest, I think, one of the neatest experiences I have ever had. This horse literally was laying its head on my shoulder, was putting its nose right up to my face and breathing heavy and just smelling me. And when I would move, the horse would move towards me. And it was just a Aww. Neat experience. And to watch this horse, and it was really interesting, about 2 minutes into it, Mom came up behind him and come up along the side, and we've seen it time and time again. Whenever a horse has the Beamer on and it's actually going, you can find other horses that will walk up alongside and actually get some of it because the signal, remember, is going both ways. And so he was having nothing of it and literally picked up his back end and kicked out at mom, saying, "Hey, back away. This is my Beamer session." And yeah. It was really funny because Jean, the owner, she says, "Oh, my goodness." Knowing how bad and what kind of discomfort he was in with his front legs, for him to put all that weight on his front legs and kick out with both back legs, she said, "That's amazing." And she just kept watching this all unfold. And she's at the end of the session, she says, "Okay," she says, "as soon as that new one's out," she says, "get me one." I mean, it was literally that easy. And again, guys, that's why we do this, is to help horses, to help animals, because we don't always know what they've been through. But they will show you time and time again how this product actually works. So it's so much fun to be a part of this, and I got more to share as we go on, but I know Dr. B wanted to hear that particular story. But again, we can continue to influence and change people's lives, and that's why I am in this business. That's why I will continue to be in this business, is it is so rewarding to be able to help and give people hope. So thanks again for letting me share, and I'll go ahead and turn it back to you.
Thanks so much, Nate. Dr. B, it sounds like you clicked on.
Ah, I said thanks for sharing that, Nate.
You bet.
Perfect. All right. Excuse me, guys. I really want to say hi to Tiff and Michelle again, but I wanted to go over some updates here for everyone, too, so that you guys kind of have an idea what's coming up for this new year and how we can kind of take this momentum into the new year. And it's really going to be a great one, and especially for the horse unit, because there's a lot of really great things coming up that they're going to be doing, not only our new unit, but as far as marketing and things coming up this year, I think we're going to have some really, really great things. And I'm sure Nate can add to that as far as particulars. But first, I wanted just to talk about the national call that's tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific. So be sure to get on and listen to that. It's going to be really great. 6 p.m. Eastern, or sorry, 6 to 7, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And it's going to be a really great call. So be sure to start your year off right and get on that. They've sent out emails, and you can just click on and join the webinar. So that is an easy way to do that. And the other thing that's happening that's going to be really fun, it's going to be really great for both you and your team and any prospective new Beamer purchasers. It's going to be, you can invite anybody. It's the watch party that's going to be next weekend, the 11th, and that is going to be 9 a.m. Pacific time starting, and it's throughout the day, so it will start at 9 a.m. and then different things throughout the day. So I had it here. Let me see if I can find it, the times they had everything. So starting at 9 to 10 is going to be the Beamer product presentation. And so that's guests and IBDs and everybody. And then, of course, guests can be for the whole day if you want. And then 10 to 12, this is, of course, specific time. You'd have to adjust that for your time. That's going to be the official corporate national kickoff. And then from 12 to 1 is the regional, it's going to separate out, and the regional directors are going to take over their region and do a special announcement and things particular to your region. So it's going to be really, really great, and be sure to try to get on there. Go to watch parties if you're anywhere near those. Those are going to be so great. I know for our region here, we're having one in Spokane and in Denver, and I'm going to try to do a little one here. I just haven't officially been able to do it yet, but stay tuned. I will let you know next week for sure if I'm going to be able to do it, and I should be able to have about 50 or so people here because I noticed there was nothing in the Portland area, so that'd be really great to be able to have something here. Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, horse unit. What we have left of the previous unit, the current one that we have, they're trying to sell those all off so that we can start fresh with our new horse unit. That one is currently on sale still. I believe it's $1,000 off. Is that right, Nate? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So it was $4,950. Now it's $3,950. And so then plus, once you actually get your discount, it's basically about $800, almost $1,000 less of that. So it's quite the bargain.
Yeah, definitely. And you were saying there are running short. Yeah.
Yeah, the cuff is actually sold out.
Mm-hmm.
We still have not heard yet if we're actually going to continue with a new redesigned cuff. But those are sold out, and I think there's only about 20 units left of the original. So if you want one, you want to pick up another one, I would do it very shortly because they'll be gone.
Yeah, 20 units, that'll go really fast. So if you guys are on the fence about it, now's the time to do it with the discount of it and then your own personal discount on top of that. So now's the time to take advantage if you were thinking about it. Or if you have anybody that was, really on the fence about it, but they just couldn't quite swing that amount, now you've got an additional $1,000 off. So now's a really great time to talk to those people that maybe just couldn't quite afford it before. Because as soon as those sell out, then we're going back to the, original price. Well, it was $50 more, the new one is, for the new unit. So take advantage of that. Can't go wrong there. All right. Nate, any other updates, anything that you wanted to say before we start getting into Tiff and Michelle?
Well, just talking about the call tonight, you want to make sure that you're on the call. Albert is going to be laying out you got an email yesterday with all the new things going on, about 15 minutes from Albert, but he's going to go into more detail this evening on the call, and there's going to be some new things coming out that you're going to want to hear about. I'm not going to give it away, so make sure you get on that call for tonight.
Perfect. All right. All right. Let's go ahead and say, so Tiff, I've got you on. Is Michelle the same area code, the 970, as you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I think this is her then. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much for coming back.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I really am enjoying the Beamer lifestyle and the people that it's brought me into contact with.
Oh, I know. That's my favorite part about Beamer. And that's hard to say because there's so many great things, but the people is one of those things you just can't do better than that. So I wanted to hear some of the new stuff you had. Tiff was saying you've got some new stuff going on, but if you wouldn't mind doing kind of a quick recap of what your own horse from what you talked about a couple weeks ago, because I know there's probably some people on the call today that weren't on then, but I don't want to take the whole show talking about it because I know there are a lot of people that were on then too. So.
Okay. Well, like I talked about before, the mare that I am running now, Barrel Racing, she was pretty crazy to the point that I was considering selling her. I mean, she bucks like a dirty bronc every time you saddle her and doesn't drink on the road, doesn't eat, just fractious, kind of naughty in the alley, even though she only has... Well, she's got 22 runs on her to date. And Beamer changed our life because that I may have sold that mare had it not been for the Beamer. The difference it's made in her behavior, over the last 6 months is phenomenal, to the point that people ask me, what did you give her? Did you drug her? People that know her, that have been around her, they think that I drug her to run her, and I don't. I just use the Beamer diligently, and it has changed her personality. I mean, she stands at the trailer and doesn't paw the lights off of my trailer and put her feet on the side of my trailer, doesn't put her feet up on the fence when I'm sitting on her at barrel races. It's really been life-changing for us.
Right. It's such an amazing story. And, we recorded last week, and I know there's probably a lot of people that have gone back and listened to it because it was such a great story. And it's everything that we talk about, what we, want from Beamer to be able to give back to horses and their owners. It's just perfectly that story. So I just thank you so much for sharing that. And I understand you've got some new stuff for us, too.
Well, I do. I came to Arizona for the month of January to get out of the cold, and just ride my horses. So we got here New Year's Eve, and I have a new gelding that I'm riding that just came right off the racetrack. And racehorses aren't always cared for like I would like to see, even though I've been a racehorse trainer, you know, for years. I don't like to see some of the things that goes on. And his front feet were bruised and sore, and he was grouchy. I put boots, like those cloud boots, on him to come to Arizona, and we got here, unloaded him, and he was grouchy. He would nip at me. He's just kind of a grouch. First thing I did was throw the Beamer on him when I put him in his pen here in Arizona, and, you know, let him stand there and relax while I fed and did, you know, did my thing. And that, I have to say, that's one of my favorite things about the Beamer, is that you can throw it on and you can do something else. I don't have time to stand there for 30 minutes and do a session on a horse. And so, you know, he just was in his stall eating. We got up yesterday morning and he was a lot less grouchy. Did another Beamer session on him. And then last night I threw him out in the arena here where we're staying, and he ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. And I have not seen him run like that since, you know, he was on the track. He just ran with his tail in the air. He was happy, bucking, kicking. Come in. You know, I put him in his stall last night, put the Beamer on him again. This morning I come out to feed, and he's not even biting at me like he usually does. He usually nips and bites. And I just think that he's getting, you know, some relaxation, some relief. He has an issue with a hind foot, not an injury. Something happened to him where someone was mean to him, because when you go to blanket him, his right hind foot, he'll take a swing at you, not aggressively, but he still does it. And
the warning,
this morning I reached, you know, I always touch him on the hip. I reached down to unbuckle that blanket and he just stood there. So the relaxation and the comfort that these horses are getting from it is phenomenal. You know, standing there with their eyes closed, chewing, licking their lips, all the things that I see, you know, in my practice as a sports rehab specialist, you know, things we want to see, that endorphin release. And this morning he's like a totally different horse. So, just to be able to see him relaxed and happy and content, and not when you walk in there, pin his ears and his eyes are mean and he's like nipping at you, whether that be from the pain he has experienced in his front feet or the treatment that he had when he was on the racetrack, who knows where it's coming from, but I'm seeing him come down from that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what, you know, Nate was talking about, that kind of trauma memory of they're expecting a bad situation because of their past experience. And you can kind of help undo that a little bit with Beamer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gosh. That's again a safety issue for you and a safety issue for him. And, you know, when they're all tense and uptight like that, their chances of injury with travel and with, you know, just everyday movement increases, and your chance of injury, you know, just dealing with them on a daily basis is, you know, goes up. So anything we can do to kind of help that for safety for you and your horse is incredible. And then, you know, those are some of my favorite stories, as incredible as all these are. Some of my favorite stories are just the ones, like you said, you turned him out and he was just running and playing for the first time in a long time. And, you know, horses being horses again is, you know, those are some of my just favorite stories, that we can just let them kind of free them up to be themselves again.
Well, and another thing that's paramount for me is this mare that I have doesn't drink on the road. She's, even if I haul my own water, she doesn't drink. And, you know, I put the Beamer on right when we got here and unloaded. I did both horses while we were setting up. And that very first night, that mare drank a half a tub of water, and she never does that. You know, she drank right away. She's been drinking since we got here. That gelding's been drinking. I've been using the Beamer on my friend's horses that came with me, and her horses are relaxed, content. Her horse is a little fractious too, you know, kind of wants to be on the muscle and hops up on the front end and whatever. And so yesterday we put the Beamer on Mikey and she just stood there and slept. And I was like, whoa, look at Mikey. She never does that. So, yeah. I mean, it's, unless, I really wish we could share videos on here because it really is life changing for some of these horses that are pretty fractious and high strung.
Oh yeah, videos would be so great to be able to share on here. I know Nate's got a bunch of them, and I've got some too. I really do wish, you know, most of the time I'm happy I don't have to brush my hair to talk to you all, but sometimes I do wish this was a video call so that we could share some of those videos. But thank you so much, Michelle. I really, really appreciate you coming on. You've got always some great stories, and you are welcome anytime on the show.
Okay, thank you, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate it. All right. And Tiff, did you have, I know we've got a couple callers here, but I didn't want to not chat with you in case you've got anything to share. You've got stuff going on.
No, I was just happy to have Michelle on today, and I'm glad she's down in Arizona, Sharon Beamer, and she brought the gal that's with her traveling. She recently sold a Beamer too, so we're super excited about that, and just glad to see what 2020 has to offer everyone and to just do what we do and share the love and light with Beamer and what it can do for horses and humans. So just glad to be here again.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Tiff. I always appreciate having you on. Thanks so much for being here. All right. We've got another couple callers that want to chat with us. Let's see what they've got to say this morning. First, we've got area code 717. Area code 717, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi. My name is Carol. I'm from Pennsylvania. And
hi, Carol.
I just had a thought when they were talking. Hi. Happy New Year. when you were talking about you wish you could have videos on there. And the thought that crossed my mind was, well, when there's the, on Facebook, when they have the animal, you know, part that is directed just towards horses or animals, maybe that's a place where some of these videos can be put for people to see. But that's not why, that's not why I really called in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Nate, I'm not, you know, we just were talking about this morning. I'm not on Facebook hardly at all. I'm terrible about it. Nate, I don't know, is that a place where people will post some videos like that?
No, because the very reason is you don't want to have the opportunity for anything to be, you know, it's like you said, I have a lot of different videos with all kinds of different animals, but it's my experience and me working directly with the owners. And so if anything gets passed around and you use it as in coercion, so to speak, of trying to get a sale, that's illegal. So we have to make sure that we stay compliant. So, I know where you're at there, but I've had a lot of people just ask me, hey, can I get that video? And it's like, you know, I would love to share it with you, but I really can't.
Okay.
So make
all
your
right,
own
well,
videos.
Well, thank you. But my real reason for calling in today was I'm calling in for somebody that is not able to get on because she works until 1 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm in Pennsylvania, so I'm on Eastern time. And she has, now this is not a horse, this is a dog, but she has a 7-year-old mixed breed that, she said she started coughing and gagging over the summer, and it got worse. And then Christmas Eve day, they rushed her to the vet because it stopped eating.
So Carol, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you because unfortunately on this call we can't talk about small animals because it's a large, it's a off-label use for using Beamer for small animals. We can, in this public forum, all we can do is talk about the horse unit and horses.
Okay, well, I know in the past she used to talk about small animals
I know.
As well.
We used to.
So.
Yep, we used to be able to, yep. But we have to stay as compliant as we can to protect ourselves and protect Beamer. And so, unfortunately, now on this call, because it is such a public forum, we have to stay compliant, and we can only talk about using the horse unit for horses. So.
Okay.
And you might reach out personally to Dr. B and check with him.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Will do.
You're welcome.
So much.
Sorry about that, Carol.
Oh, no problem. That's good to know, though, that it's only horses now.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry about that. But we've got so many good stories about horses that you can, you know, and between what we can talk about for people and what we can talk about for horses, you know, it translates across species. So.
Right. Gotcha. No problem.
Thank you.
All
right. Thanks, Carol. Have a great new year.
Uh-huh.
All right. Our next caller is area code 978. Area code 978, you're live on Blog Talk.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome to the new year. Jim Lippincott in Massachusetts.
Hi, how are you?
Good. A couple questions. My dear friend Barb able to get the use of a femur unit, a vet unit, in the near future, and she's wondering how to get the best result with what the issue is, and if I can I state the specific issue?
If it's a medical issue, we can't talk about specific medical issues on the show. We can only talk about, you know, behavioral and training type issues.
So a specific tendon issue, I can't ask that question.
We can't directly talk about any kind of medical condition and the use of the Beamer for that. We have to really stick to just behavioral training, things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But understanding, though, exactly what the unit does, increasing circulation, making dysfunctional cells into functional, healthy, oxygenated, nutrient-rich cells. Once you have that, it delivers that to all the different systems of the body. So just as much as humans would actually use the bee body twice a day, and then we can use the bee pad for localized sessions for any particular condition, it's the same way you would actually look at the vet horse line. And so just do sessions according to that, and pinpoint it, knowing that the full body blanket is going to make the horse healthy and happy, and that if you're targeting any particular areas, that's what you would use the cuff or the new boot. Okay?
Okay. So with what I do with people, I like to always do a, quote, 8-minute session first to have the body get into kind of a more receptive mode. And isn't that also the case with horses?
Sure. Yep. You very well could do that. And, you know, we are working on some guidelines to get from the company to help us all and to better actually take care of our animals. So just look for that in the future.
Okay. And is there a PDF version of the manual that comes with the unit?
Yes, there is, and it's actually in the carrying case. It doesn't give a lot of detailed information, and that's why we're trying to improvise and come up with something that is more usable. So, but there is some good information there. Every unit does have a manual.
Right, but my question is there an electronic version, as in PDF, so that Barb can get used to what it says before the unit is in her hands?
Not at this time that I'm aware of.
I was just going to say, you know, I was looking into that and I hadn't found one, and I was going to see what I could do. I don't think we have one in the back office at this point.
Okay. Is there any, quote, training online? The videos that are available are really all about sales rather than how to use. So Barb is one to really want to go in eyes wide open and know what she's doing and prep for what is to happen. And I'm trying to help her with that and beating my head against the wall, apparently.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel your pain. And we're trying to work on some of that. And so the one video that's there now is basically with the rider trainer that is showing a session on her white horse. Actually, it's not her horse. It's one that she rides. But she kind of goes through some basics But other than that, we don't have anything, and that's what we're working on.
Okay. Well, I keep trying. Thank you.
That's something in 2020 that is going to be a real focus for Beamer. And I know Nate is part of some things that, you know, maybe like a user hotline that they're working on and some other trainings that are coming. More that's going to be a real focus in 2020. So expect to see more of that everyone is wanting. They're really going to try to give that to people that are really wanting that. So.
Okay. So essentially, is there going to be kind of a user hotline for the vet unit? Just like the user hotline for the people unit.
That's what we're hoping for.
All right. Well, sign me up for subscribing to any support you can need. Because having such a wonderful tool and not best know how to use it is silly.
Correct.
Okay.
I appreciate your comments and concerns, so we will take that to heart.
All right. Thanks very much. All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, you know that I know that that's a common kind of thing that's lacking for a lot of people, and there hasn't really been a good answer to it in the past. And I know that's something that Beamer is really working on for the future, is to have more of that. And, you know, all we've really had before, or every once in a while people would do specialized things in certain areas, specialized training, and then we would have of course the academies, they did a portion on usage and, you know, what it is and all the settings and things like that. But other than that, we haven't really had anything good available online or videos. You know, a lot of the things that we have for the pro and the classic unit, we haven't had that for the horse unit, but expect that to come in 2020. I know that's something that they're working on. So, all right. And that was all of our callers, and we're just at about the perfect time. So I wanted to say any last words and say goodbye to my co-host. So Tiff, any last words?
Hey, no, I'm just excited for 2020. Like you said, like Nate said also, there's going to be so much more available for the horse units, and I just look forward to having all the training, different things we have that are upcoming to keep more people informed of what the horse set has to offer. And we're kind of planning one here in our area to do like a workshop of some kind. So Michelle and I and some other people, Danielle, and I know Nate wants to be a part of it as well. We're curating some ideas to come up with this spring and have a big event. So we're looking forward to that. And the Denver Stock Show, which is coming up. Oh, we're excited about that. Nate can share those dates with you. He's in charge, and we're just looking forward to 2020.
All right. Thanks so much, Tiff. And I know everyone appreciates all those workshops and things. So having one in your area would be really, really great. All right, Nate.
Well, I tell you, yeah, the show, this is a crazy time for us. This January is already a blur as we're up in Michigan, and then we'll be heading up to Colorado real soon. Actually, I go to Minnesota after Michigan and then out to Colorado, so it's going to be crazy. But the stock show is from the 11th to the 26th, and we got about six different teams, organizations that are going to be manding in the booth, so it's going to be a lot of fun just to work with our fellow Beamerites. And so I just wanted to throw something out there real quick, and let's see if I can get this in. Understanding who we are, where we are with this company, and why we do what we do. And I would just challenge you, one of my favorite movies, and it's not that old, it's called The Greatest Showman. And if you've ever watched that particular movie, I would challenge you to go onto YouTube, and there's a special clip that was done with Hugh Jackman, which is The Greatest Showman. And he is actually, they're doing a trial sing of the song From Now On. And if you go to YouTube and look up that particular song, they're just in street clothes. And I would just challenge you to watch that, because in the song, it talks about he's been with kings and queens and all these important people, and he thought that was his life, and that was the focus of his life. And then into the second verse, you start to see a different picture. And if you're not moved by this video, there's no blood in your veins. So the thing is when we take a look at why we do what we do, it's just like I mentioned earlier. It's because the people and the animals that we're actually able to affect and to help. And that's why I would ask you, even as you take a look at your vision and your goals for 2020, watch this video and really put into perspective, what are we here for? We all have a mission. We all have a purpose. And even if it's just reaching one person this year, but set your goals high. You know, my goal is to do 2 personal sales every month and working with my people. But if you don't have a clear-cut vision, that isn't going to happen. So I would challenge you, if you want, come on next week. Tell me what you thought of the video. But make it happen, and make 2020 a year to remember. So thanks again, guys.
Thanks so much, Nate. Hey, I'm going to go and watch that. What is the name of the song?
From Now On.
From Now On.
It's on YouTube.
I love that movie, too.
Yep.
I was actually in my stocking this year. I watched it and I loved it, and my husband put it in my stocking this year. So
cool.
One of my favorites. All right. Thanks so much, Nate. Always appreciate you coming on. It's so great to do this show with you. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, all your listeners and callers. We couldn't do this show without you. Happy New Year to everyone. This is 2020. Let's make this year so, so great. And both, you know, for our families and for ourselves and for Beamer. And, you know, Beamer is going to be a big part of my 2020. And if you want it to be a big part of yours, this is, you know, Blog Talks. These daily things are a really, really great way to stay in touch and stay plugged in with the community. So, all right. Hopefully we'll be on with you tonight, a lot of you tonight on that national sales call. Otherwise, I'll talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful week. Aloha from Pacific Northwest, and aloha for Linda, who's not here.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.